The Witch and the Wardrobe podcast. In this podcast, we're going to compare and contrast the kids' attitude in Narnia and in the real world. We're also going to talk about how C.S. Lewis used Christian allegory in the novel. But before we get into this, we have to give a shout out to our sponsor, Bang Energy.
Bang Energy can give you the energy you need to last you throughout the day. My personal favorite flavor is the candy apple crisp. And what about you, Ozzy?
My favorite is the Bangster Berry. You can find Bang Energy at your local supermarket. Now back to the podcast.
It all started when Lucy snuck into the wardrobe and discovered Narnia. While Lucy was in Narnia, she was very naive. Don't you think, Ozzy?
Yes. Being naive isn't always the best gesture, especially in Narnia. Though Lucy was naive throughout the whole story. When Lucy came out of the wardrobe, she was very mad because her siblings did not believe in Narnia until Edmund went into the wardrobe and discovered Narnia for himself. When Edmund had seen Narnia and came back into the real world, he lied and said he didn't know what to do.
Edmund's attitude in Narnia was much different than Lucy's. He was tempted and easily convinced to bring the children to the White Witch.
Edmund's attitude in the real world was very untrustworthy and mean. In Narnia, he was the same until later in the story, when he changed in character. He was understanding of Aslan's death and felt remorse for his actions in the story.
Lucy in the real world was trustworthy and caring for others. And in Narnia, she didn't change her attitude. An example of this is when she healed Edmund with the healing potion that Father Christmas gave her.
Peter was brave and the oldest of the four children. He was pretty responsible and often took care of his siblings. He was very brave and the opposite of naive. An example of this is when Susan was in trouble with the wolves and Peter went to go help. Peter was also the first to apologize to Lucy.
Susan was very wise and peaceful in the real world. She was usually the one trying to break up fights between her and her siblings. Though in Narnia, she had to fight with her bow and arrow. She used violence when fighting against the wolves. She also bonded with nature and loved animals.
After talking about the kids' attitude for a while, we are going to talk about how C.S. Lewis used a Christian allegory in her novel. One way she used Christian references in the novel is when Aslan representing Jesus. An example of this is when Aslan sacrifices himself for the children and arose from the dead to save Narnia.
Another example of a Christian reference in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is the stone table. There are two things people think of what the stone table is referring to. They're either the cross or Jesus' tomb.
This is all for today. You can listen to our other podcast at The Lion, the Witch, and the Podcast. We premiere new episodes every week, so stay tuned. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and we'll see you in the next one.